the Lord to be a friend of yours. But when David said, the Lord is my shepherd, he personalized it because he had a relationship with God. And if you have a friend, then there's a relationship, there's a bond, there's a trust involved, whether it's between one another or whether it's with the Lord himself. Then if you say that the Lord is your friend, you ought to treat him like a friend. Hallelujah. If Jesus is our friend, then I think sometimes we do the Lord wrong. Hallelujah. And nothing is worse than when you got that feeling like you've been wronged by your friend. But we thank God that we serve a loving God that is a merciful God, and thank God that he is a forgiving God, because he is able to look beyond our faults and to bless our every need. So we are thankful to God again for his many blessings. We thank God. I thank God for another opportunity to stand this morning, thanking God for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Anybody in here just glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody should have came in the house this morning with a praise on their lips and joy in their heart, for God has brought you through another week's journey. Everything may not have went exactly like you wanted to go, but it's a good thing that you're yet still counted amongst the living. God is worthy this morning of all of our praises. And despite what you might be feeling, what you might be going through, how many of you know that God is still worthy? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we come this morning. Again, we are on assignment this morning by the Lord our God. And as I've come this morning, I realize that I cannot take my assignment lightly. I understand this morning that at some point in life, I must give an account of the things that I've done on this side. So I must do what the Lord has sent me here to do. So many times we use all of our little physical things and mental things to sort of justify or to get on the lazy seat and don't want to do too much of anything. But we got to learn how to watch it, because that is another trick of the enemy. He would try to rob you of your good intentions. He would try to put you in a position where you feel like all of I'm trying to do is in vain. But you got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm doing what I got to do. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm doing what the Lord requires me to do, because it is he that have made me from the dust of the ground. And when I think about the fact that if it were not for him, I could not even move. I know this morning that there is a God somewhere. I know that he is not dead. I'm glad that the God that I serve is yet still alive. Anybody serving a live God this morning? A God that you can feel, a God that you know that is there by your side. Hallelujah, Jesus. And something about God is that we know him to be the creator. We know him to be the supreme being. But we also realize that he is the one that we all will have to give an account to at some point in our lives. So now that God has blessed us to come into the house this morning, let us not take it lightly, but let us know this morning that it is a blessing to yet be counted amongst the living, and just to assemble ourselves here in this house of worship one more time. This might be your last time. You don't know. But I thank God for this day that the Lord heart has made. And we ought to be grateful and full of thanksgivings, knowing that it could have been the other way. Hallelujah. We thank God. I thank God for my friend, Brother Vance, this morning, that had to step in for us this morning. Sister Walker was on a bit of affliction this morning. Very early in the morning, she had to be taken to the hospital. But we are praying her strength in the Lord even now. We are trusting God even now that when she went to the hospital, she didn't go by herself. Even though her husband and her daughter went with her, she still wasn't by herself, because there was a higher being that made her from the dust of the ground know what's going on in her body. So I'm trusting and believing that God will take care of our sister. So let us not dare take this space in the house of God for granted, because the Lord has been good to all of us. And he is blessing and keeping us even right now. If you don't feel like saying amen, God still bless you. If you just sort of one of those that, you know, you're not overly emotional and you don't like all that other extra stuff. That's all right. You be you and let your neighbor be your neighbor. But at the end of the day, we're still brothers and sisters in Christ. At the end of the day, we still owe God some praise. You praise in your way and I'll praise in my way. But however you praise him, do know that God will be a blessing, and he is a blessing unto all of us. We thank God because in the reality of life, we need to take time out to know that God has blessed us from the day that we were born, even until this present moment right now, even until we leave this place called the earth. God has promised never to leave us. He has kept his promise and he is always there. There are some folk that said, I'll be there when you need me, but you can't find them. There's some folk that say, well, if you need me, give me a call. Anybody ever had someone tell them to give you a call and for whatever reason you call them but they don't answer the phone? Line not busy. Most of you got called waiting, so I know you can get another call. And don't try to act like, oh, I can't work the phone right. You ought to have been and had that phone long enough now that you can switch over to another call. Now, I know sometimes because I'm in the same position. There's sometimes that you're already in a conversation and you don't want to get cut off because sometimes modern technology don't work quite right. So you need to stay with who you got. But then there are times when you don't know whether it may be an emergency. It may be a time where somebody really needs you. It may be a time where that's the time that you need to step up to the plate and follow through with what you said that you was going to do. A lot of times we'll tell folk that I'll be there if you need me, but we just don't have no intent on doing anything. We got to understand this morning that God is a promise keeper. He has always kept his promises to us. And be mindful of the mere fact that the enemy is still out there going to and fro, seeking whom he may destroy. The enemy is out there this morning. And you know, I just come out of revival, and I thank God for what the Lord done throughout the week. But we found out, and I know, that the enemy is out there to rob you of your joy this morning. If you got any joy whatsoever, the enemy is going to try to pull that joy and take away your peace of mind. The enemy is going to try to mislead you and begin to twist up the word of God in ways that make you think that God is saying something else. But you better be true and understand the word of God the way that it is, and don't allow anybody to mess it up for you. That there are some folk who twist the word of God to justify what they want you to do or to justify what they are doing so that they'll feel better about themselves. But I found out that the word of God is not going to change for me or for anybody else. And we got to learn how to take it just like it is. If the Bible says that every day is a day of thanksgiving, then we ought to come into God's house giving thanks. If we are not able to come to the house of God, then we ought to be at our own house giving thanks. Just because you have to stay home, that don't mean you can't praise God. You may not have a preacher there, but you can also read the Bible. You're reading the same thing that he or she is preaching about. So all you need is the word. There are times that you are not able to assemble yourselves together, but don't let it be because you don't want to. For the Bible declares, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, because we then offer one another strengths. If we are going to be the church that we need to be, or the body of Christ, then we got to understand that when you weak, I might be weak. But if we put our forces together, that makes us strong. So many times you are misled into believing that nobody cares about you. But I thank God that I serve a God that cares about me. I thank God that I serve a God that blessed folk that was before me and was older than I was, that understood the power and the need to pray ye one for another. There are those of us in here, we do pray, but how many of you pray for somebody else? How many of you pray for the needs of others, or the needs of the nation, or for that person that is less fortunate than you are? How many of us are just selfish and it's all about me, mine, and what we want to do? There are some of us that as long as we got what we need, everything is all right. Long as mine is all right, everything is all right. But there are those of us that when my brother or my sister is going through, even if I can't help them, I still feel for them. And then sometimes your compassion ought to go far enough to where you can make a way to be a help to somebody. Anybody in here ever sort of felt the pain from helping somebody, but then it was still all right because you knew you did the right thing? See, if every time you do something for somebody that it hurts you so bad that you're going to grumble, complain, and feel bad, then keep your little stuff. But that is a time that you ought to be glad that God blessed you to be able to be a blessing. God didn't bless you just to be blessed all by yourself, whatever it is. And so many times when we begin to think about blessings, all we think about material things and money. But how many of you know that money can't make you feel no better than you're feeling right now? A material thing not going to make your health any better. Material things are not going to change your situation. What you got to understand is you got to learn how to talk to somebody. And I'm not talking about talking to your neighbor, because your neighbor may not have your best interest at all. I'm not talking about talking to that one that run your business all over town. But I'm talking about talking to somebody that would keep everything you say to himself. I'm talking about somebody that would reach down into your situation and make some changes in your life. Anybody in here know whenever we say that the Lord is a way maker and he works in a mysterious way? Then that tells me that there are times that God works in a way that I don't quite understand or comprehend in my mind, but I know that it is God. And when I know that it is God, see, I told myself the other night, I need to be still. Y'all pray for me and help me to try to preach like an older man that know how to be still. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I'm gonna do the best I can. Hallelujah. But there's something about when I get in this position, when I began to open up my mouth, and the more I talk about God, the more I feel God. And the more I feel God, I'm glad I'm not one of them sad sacks that don't never want to do anything. When I think about what God has done, I can't help but give him power. I can't help but give God thanks. So I just need you to help me this morning, because one way you can help me is being a witness. Another way you can help me is praying that God's will shall be done. We got to understand that we got to come together as a people that will love one another and do the right thing one to another. God would have us to love one another and to do everything that he has us to do, not constantly fighting against one another. There are those of us that are power struck. We get a little power and authority. We think we are better than everybody else. We get a little position and we began to look down on folks. But let me tell you something. I don't care how high your position gets, there's somebody higher than you. You may feel like you are the ex officio, but you may not be the one that's totally in charge. You, even though you may be the one in charge, you got to understand that there's somebody in charge of you. But there's so many folk and so many preachers and pastors that began to think, this is my church. This is not my church. This is the Lord's church. I hadn't put one brick down here to build this church. I hadn't put one word of God into your heart. If it's in there, it's because you heard it, received it, and kept it for yourself. So we got to understand that when we come to the Fowler's Chapel Baptist Church, we come into a building sitting on the corner of Smith and Dixon, but the church ought to be on the inside of you. What kind of church did you bring in here this morning? Did anybody bring in here a true living church that loved God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength and then love your neighbor as yourself? Hallelujah! I thank God this morning. We're talking about being one nation under God. Then we got to find out that the root of our problem is that we put everything else before God. He commanded that we should have no other God before him. We ought to give him reverence, praise, and adoration. We ought to continually thank him for all that he has done and is yet still doing. If we want the peace of God in our lives, we got to remember the words that we have not because we ask not. Then this lets us know this morning that we got to take time to talk to God. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added unto you. He said, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. So as you walk by faith, you got to trust and believe that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. I come to tell somebody that we serve a great God, and God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. All we got to do is tell him all about our troubles, about your heartaches, your fears. Express him of your joy and appreciation for favor and for healing and for mending and for stepping in just when you needed him the most. The Bible teaches that in all things, give thanks. And there's some folk that think that, or have a mindset that if I don't have money in my pocket, I don't have anything to be thankful for. If I don't have a whole lot of friends surrounding me and I don't never feel lonely, I don't have anything to be thankful for. There are those with the mindset this morning that if I could just get away from folk for a minute, everything would be all right. But how many of you know that everybody needs somebody? That there are those of us that we've lived some independence in our life, but it's all right to be by yourself sometime, but every now and again, you ought to be in the company of somebody so that you can just tell somebody how good the Lord is. How are you going to share some good news if you don't never talk to nobody? How are you going to tell God what you want if you don't talk to him? We got to know that there's something called prayer. Don't listen to the naysayers. You got to learn how to put a deaf ear to naysayers and doubters. Some of us walk by faith. And your faith walk may tell you that I'm going to be all right. But now I may look at you and I can see that you're losing weight. I can see that there's something going on in your life. But you say, I'm going to be all right. You may say that I know that my Redeemer lives. And you got to understand that he lives because he loves you. And it doesn't matter what it may look like to somebody else on the outside. As long as you know God on the inside, you know him to be a healer. You walk by faith and know that if I call on the name of the Lord, then he will come to my rescue. Because I done called on him in time past and God healed my body. And if God healed me yesterday or 10 years ago, the same God is a healer still today. Anybody ought to know that if God can go to the graveside and pull a man up out of the grave and give him his life back or touch a damsel and say, damsel, get up and take up that bed and walk, and that woman get up and walk, you ought to know that God is still able. There's nothing too hard for God. Whenever you don't know what to do, then you better know who to talk to. It's all right to call a preacher. Let me tell you something, I don't have all the answers. In fact, halftime, I don't have half the answers. I got what the Spirit give me. And if you trust God with your life, if you trust God with your mind and your heart, he'll give you the same thing. How many of you know that you've been talking to God for yourself and you got your answer? And you came back to church not to say, well, thank you for praying for me, but thank you for praying with me. And anybody, thank God that you got somebody that's praying with you, because you got mind and sense enough to pray for yourself. Or you still out there waiting on mama and them to do all the praying, and you do all the running and acting a fool and want mama and them to bring you in. They can't do it. We sing, somebody prayed for me. And that song first came out. Oh, Lord. You talking about folk getting happy? You just start thinking about all them folk that you know that was in your life, that was in your corner, and that you know that were down on bending knees talking to the Lord on your behalf. See, there's something about talking to God, but what are you talking to him about? And then when you talk to him, then you ought to believe that he's going to hear and do what you need him to do. Now, let me tell you something. The enemy going to try to make you think that he's not going to hear what you're talking about. The enemy going to remind you of your yesterdays and going to remind you of the time when you didn't have but just a little bit of faith. But how many done learned through the word of God that all you need is a little bit? If I got the faith the size of a mustard seed, I can tell this big mountain of despair in my life, get out of my life. But it got to be more than words. When you say it, you got to believe it. How many of you are close enough to God to know that you can speak some things into existence in your life? And sometimes you can call up some unnecessary things in your life just by what comes out of your mouth. Don't claim everything. Just because somebody say you look like it or somebody say you may have it, you talk to God. Hallelujah. I was at a birthday celebration yesterday, and an older lady got up, and she began to testify, and four or five of the family members was cancer-free. Been going through some things, but have gone back and been diagnosed as cancer-free. And that old woman stood up and said, you tell me that I don't serve a God like that? Because you got to know what prayer can do. You got to know that prayer is a spoken or unspoken address or request made to God. It may express praise, thanksgiving, confession, or a request for something in particular. You know how we are. We don't talk to God unless we want something. Am I here all by myself? Lord, I thought you gave me somebody that will hear and know what I'm talking about. I see some folk older than me, and I know that you know that the Lord will make a way out of no way. I know that you know when we talk to God, it's always, Lord, can you do this for me? Lord, will you hear me? Lord, will you make my finances better? Lord, will you get the devil off my back? Lord, will you pick me up out of this mess that I got myself in? Is that anybody, sir, in here? Anybody in here need the Lord to help them get out of their own mess? Anybody in here know that the same God that was watching over you when you didn't have sense enough to talk to him delivered you and brought you out of some stuff, and you might have thought that you were lucky, but you just blessed. I'm thinking right now, the devil thought he had you, but you got away. Anybody glad you got away? Anybody know how to talk to God? See, when we pray, all we're doing is communicating with God. Now, if you don't know how to pray, then you need to look at the word of God. Jesus said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord taught us how to pray, and we act like we don't know what prayer is all about. But I'm going to go ahead and preach right now, because I got to preach again this afternoon. And I want to take time to lay my body down for a little bit so that I can get over there and do what the Lord told me to do. So I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel this morning. Tell you a story about a man by the name of Daniel. Daniel was a prophet that loved the Lord with all of his heart. Bible said that he was in the decree and under the rule of Darius the king. Darius the king began to love Daniel. He put him over all the presidents and all of the princes, and he gave Daniel a high position in his kingdom. But you know, whenever you get a high position, there's always going to be some naysayers. Always going to be a hater in the midst. Always going to be somebody that's going to be watching you. See, somebody was watching Daniel, began to talk about Daniel, said, I don't know why he loved Daniel so much. I don't know why he liked Daniel. He's not even one of us. He's an outsider that done come in, and he's taking my position. You know how it is when we think that we're ready for an elevation, and somebody else get in that spot before we get it. We get wind in our jaws and said, I thought I was going to get that position. Now that I can't have that position, I'm not going to come no more. But I stopped by to tell somebody this morning, you better learn how to talk to the power of God. When I look here in the word of God, the Bible said those presidents and princes, they got together. They began to go and say, what we got to do is blow up the king's head. See, everybody in authority sometimes like to have their head blowed up, like to be known that they are all that and all of this. You are nothing. You got to understand this morning that you are no more than what the God has made you to be. The Bible said that they said unto these men, we need to find an occasion where we can trap Daniel up. And I realized that the only thing that I've seen in this man called Daniel is that he loved to talk to that God he loved. Every time I look around, three times a day, I see Daniel down on bended knees. So I know what we got to do. You know how sometimes there's some folk we just get the mind and the heads together. And they began to say, this here is what we got to do. We got to make some things happen. We got to make some things work out in our life. When I look here in the word of God, it said the presidents and the princes, when they assembled themselves together, they said, oh, King Darius, live forever. In other words, you king of kings and you are Lord of lords. I want you to have a long life, and I want everything to work out in your favor. All of the princes of the kingdom and the government. He said, I want to let you know that you got the power. That if you make a decree and you sign the document, that it cannot be changed. I wanted you to know that there's going to come a time that you need to write down a petition that anybody talking to any God other than thee for 30 long days, if they're not talking about you, King, then they ought to be put in the den of the lion. But I stopped by to tell somebody that the devil always trying to trap you up. But God always got everything under control. Daniel believed that I'm going to will do what I've been doing all the time. For the Bible say when Daniel knew that the writing had been signed, he went into his house like he'd always done. He sat there by the window and he opened up the chamber. He began to kneel down on his knees. Bible say three times a day he talked to the Lord. He prayed just like he had always been praying. Don't you know there's always somebody? When they trap you up, they're going to follow through. So these men of God, they began to walk around and look through the window. Say, look at old Daniel in there praying again. I'm going to run and tell the king that Daniel's in there talking to the Lord again. Anybody know that there's always somebody that's going to run and tell your business? There's always somebody this morning they're going to try to work out your situation. There's always somebody trying to set a trap for you. But I thank God for Brother Daniel. Daniel didn't let what they say faze him. He realized that I don't belong to you and I don't belong to them. I belong to the power of a mighty God. Well, they tell me that he went and he took him to the king. Said, oh, king, did not you make a decree that every man or every anybody that talked to a God, that they got to go down to the den of the lions? Oh, king, you can't change your mind. Now look at this fact. He is a man of God that's getting ready to go down to a den of lions. But he's trusting in the power of a mighty God. I'm looking at King Darius now. King Darius is saying, oh, I hate that I got to do what I got to do. Because I love Brother Daniel and I know everything was all right. But I've already made the decree and I can't go back and rejoice and take it back. So I'm sorry that I got to put Daniel down here in the den. But I look back and I look at my brother Daniel. And he began to tell Daniel everything gonna be all right. For the God that you've been praying to, he will me is able to deliver you out of the den. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for prayer. Anybody know how to pray? Anybody been talking to God? Daniel began to talk to the Lord. And then we realized that King Darius couldn't rest all night long. Stayed up all night worrying about Daniel. But when you got somebody that you love and you know they're in a dangerous situation, you're going to worry until you know that everything's all right. The Bible says he got up early in the morning and he went down to the rock. He said, move the rock. Oh, Daniel, is everything all right? Oh, Daniel, is your God able to deliver? Daniel said, everything's all right. I'm right here and I'm glad that the Lord that I serve, he shut up the lion's mouth. There's no hurt, harm, or danger that have come to me. So I stop by to tell somebody that if you love the power of God, no matter what you got to go through, no matter what happens in your life, no matter what they say, you better know what the Lord God said. For the Bible says it is better to obey God rather than to obey man. Because a whole lot of folk want you to sit down on God. They want you to say that I done give up and I'm not going to make it. But I stop by to tell that woman or man that's going through, hold on and hold out. No matter what happens in your life, don't stop praying, don't stop trusting, don't stop running, don't stop believing, don't stop living, but trust the power of a mighty God. Stop listening to the naysayers, but know that the Lord who is, he will make a way out of no way. He will do what nobody else can do. The Lord will be right there in the morning and late in the midnight hour. The same God that was there with Brother Daniel, he is right here with us this morning. And I stopped by to tell somebody in Vow Chapel that it's time for you to open up your mouth, offer those petitions to the Lord our God. Don't stop praying no matter what you do. For the Bible says pray without ceasing. In other words, don't never stop. Every day, you got something to pray about. Anybody in here pray this morning before you came to the house of God? Anybody talk to God last night before you laid down and slumbered and slept? Anybody opened up your eyes this morning? Tell the Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the dawn of a new day. I want to thank you for healing my body. I want to thank you for delivering my soul. I want to thank you for being my bridge across troubled water. I want to thank you for being the doctor that's never lost a case. I want to thank you for being the mother for the motherless, father for the fatherless, being that friend that I've been looking for. No matter what happens in your life, don't stop
praying.